you watch the Super Bowl halftime show? Did you see what happened? Well, my name is Isaac. I'm your host, of course. And we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about what happened at the 2019 Super Bowl halftime show. Now, if you heard my previous episode of the podcast, you know that I broke down the idea of the Illuminati mass ritual of the halftime show, how important the Super Bowl is for mass attention and mass energy, and also gave you some predictions about some of the artists performing, Maroon 5, Travis Scott particularly, and it turns out one of my predictions was right. Of course it was right. Why wouldn't it be right? Of course. I know their moves. I know their schemes, their agenda. And I'm here to share it with you. So what happened this year? Well, to me, based upon my research, I think they continued the themes of the 2015 Katy Perry ritual and Aleister Crowley's Scarlet Woman, and they took it to the next step, the next phase. The commercials were prepping your mind for understanding the evolutionary processes, showing themes of transhumanism. Did you notice all the robotic commercials? Yeah, that's it. That's going to be you. 20 years, you're going to be a robot. They want to transfer your mental consciousness. Google's got patents for this. Facebook wants it. They all want to steal data so that they can make this a reality. That would fulfill their occult fantasies of man becoming God. I know it sounds absurd, but stick with me. In fact, the announcers of the Super Bowl, they even pushed the 17-year challenge. They showed some of the players in the game. Again, this is just nonsense. It's a way for for Facebook, Google, and the big global surveillance scheme to capture data, capture the aging of humans. They want you to upload your personal information and photos, give them the years you were born, how many years ago that first photo was taken. They're building and accumulating a database to replace us. But what you came here to talk about is the halftime show. So, let's do that. First topic I want to prep you for is the deception of the rap music. The themes of evolution, transhumanism, this segues into the performance of the artist. Yes, yes indeed. I already spoke to you about Maroon 5's lead singer Avril Lavigne as yet another Illuminati music puppet. In my pregame podcast, I know I had that wrong. It's Adam Levine, but I like to pick on him, you know? So, the pregame podcast, I talked about this, and there was a commercial, if you noticed, where there was another surveillance product called Expensify, and it promoted a music video, which I went and watched, a four-minute video from rapper 2 Chainz. And it gave us some very curious symbolism we need to talk about real quick. The video starts out with 2 Chainz negotiating with handlers from the music industry. And you'll notice the one manager has, of course, the golden triangle Illuminati necklace. And I've got images for this on IlluminatiWatcher.com if you're unsure of what it is I'm speaking of. Just go there and find the article for the Super Bowl stuff. Should be near the top. Sign up for that free email newsletter while you're there. I don't know why you and I aren't connected. Why aren't we closer? What can we do to make our relationship better? You can sign up for the free email newsletter. And you and I will never be apart. So, this video now, it proceeds to show us a man with a third eye that has no bearing in the video, if you watch it. There's no reason for it. But again, it's a reference. And that is the reason for it, right? It's a symbol. It's a reference to the all-seeing eye or the pineal gland, a concept I've talked about many times on the website. The summation of all of the theories and ideas about it is that it represents this person and their enlightenment into the ways of the occult teachings. Now, the eye guy, as I like to call him, he's sporting a rather curious necklace. I took a little screenshot, and you can see very clearly, again, IlluminatiWatcher.com's got the images. You can see the image on this man's necklace is the Demiurge. What's the Demiurge, you may ask? Well, In terms of the occult religion of Gnosticism, which I know for those of you that want to split hairs, it's a bit of a misnomer. But anyways, Gnosticism, this idea system, this belief system, they believe that an evil force called the Demiurge created our world. Not the old vengeful God in the clouds, not loving hippie Jesus Christ with the abs. None of those. They believe an evil force created our world. Everything about it is evil. Materialism is evil in its purest form. Which, I mean, there's got some merit to that argument, but when you consider that money is the root of evil, right? But they believe that materialism and creation in general, God's creation in general, is actually an evil product. It's a prison. We are in God's prison. The Demiurge's prison. So this guy's got the necklace with the snake, the serpent of the Demiurge. It's very clear. Now, the way out of this prison is to enlighten oneself and become the ascended masters, which is what we heard about from H.P. Blavatsky's Theosophical Ideas, then perpetuated by a man called Adolf Hitler. He's just some guy from Germany. I don't know if you heard of him. But the concepts are in this video. A video about capitalism, about making money and managing it through this app. So you've got a blend of technology with the occult doctrines here. Now, I also want to mention, and there's a reason for all of this pre-ramble. I know you're like, get on with it, bro. But there's a reason for this, right? Today was also very curious because you may have heard. You ever heard of a rapper named 21 Savage? Yes. Very popular rapper. Very famous. I guarantee he's got a song in the top 10 right now. Today he was exposed as a fraud. That's right. This guy was supposed to be this gangster rapper from, I think it was Atlanta. You know, had all these gun charges and all this stuff. Well, it turns out he was arrested today, but it wasn't for gun charges. It was for overextending his visa because he's from the UK. Dude's got a British accent, bro. These rappers, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Rap isn't about selling you a lyrical artist. It's about selling you an image. And that image is then used by the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them to take advantage of people, to divide people, to make people go down the wrong path, to put them in the privatized prison industry. It's all there. I talked about this a few years ago in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. The book about the Illuminati and hip-hop, available on Amazon and Audible. Now, the reality is all these musicians, they're all actors. They're all being paid to push the mass consumption and tools for pushing the occult agenda, the Illuminati agenda. So that's why I'm talking about, that's why the rappers are the key here. I always talk about rappers. I talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine a bunch. And you'll notice recently he is talking to the feds, and they're saying he's going to get the minimum sentence, which would be 47 years. And my dude Hot Rod reached out and said, hey, isn't that curious? Because Tekashi is 22 years old. If he gets 47 years, that means he's out of prison at the age of 69. And how curious is that? Because Tekashi 6ix9ine tattooed the number 6ix9ine all over his body a couple hundred times. He predictively programmed himself and his fate. What a weird, weird, wacky world we live in, right? Finally, the Super Bowl. Let's talk about it. Started out at Maroon 5 taking the stage. Yeah, whatever. Adam Levine doing what he does best, looking good, working hard at being tall and thin, and playing middle-of-the-road dental office music. Something safe for everyone to accept. No one's going to love it, but everyone's going to say it's just fine because it's middle-of-the-road music. But there wasn't much there, right? But then the real show came when Mr. Travis Scott took the stage. Now, he stole the show in terms of Illuminati symbolism because there were many... It was a multifaceted approach here. And I know this is going to get deep, but hold my hand. We're going to get right through it. We're going to talk about the alchemical transformation. We're going to talk about summoning Nodens. What's a Nodens, right? We're going to talk about Fallen Spirits for Project Bluebeam. I know half of you know what I'm talking about, and you're eager to hear more. The other half are tuning out, don't know what I'm talking about. It's going to be good for all of you. Here we go. First, now, if you read my pre-game Super Bowl predictions, one of the things I said was going to happen was we were going to see the alchemical transformation for Travis Scott. And I knew this because of his previous music videos. He showed us themes of the alchemical process. The alchemical process, of course, is an occult practice where one must destroy the ego, which we saw in his videos, then progress through the black, white, yellow, red stages. And, of course, the first stage, the Negredo, is depicted with the black bird, which we see in Travis Scott's Goosebumps video very clearly. Again, images on the website, IlluminatiWatcher.com. Go there now. Now, I postulated that we would see the next stage of the alchemical transformation for this for Travis Scott. He's doing the bidding of the masters, putting all the symbols in all of his videos, the all-seeing eye, the Luciferian stuff, the serpents coming out of the eyes, all of that. So we're going to see the progression through the four colors of alchemy, the black, white, yellow, red. And of course, he came to the stage and it progressed white, yellow, red to the flaming yellow and red, I don't know, you're called a meteor. Help me out there, science geeks. Is it a meteor, meteorite, whatever it is. The thing flying from the cosmos. It shows us Travis Scott depicted as the phoenix in the final stages of the alchemical transformation. Illuminate, confirm 100% hoax. 10 things you won't believe about Illuminate, confirm Super Bowl. That's the BuzzFeed. That's the BuzzFeed, inner BuzzFeed of me coming out. Yeah, so that kind of blew my mind to see that actually happen. Another idea we can talk about, because we don't want to talk about how I was right the whole time, do we? No. Another idea is when we saw the fallen angel meteor thing flying through the sky, it appeared with what they call the Eye of Satan in front of it. It's sort of like a sea with a line poking out the middle, kind of. Dave Navarro's got a tattoo of it. I talked about it in my article on Dave Navarro being in the Illuminati. Surely you've read that. Surely you've heard my my show with Dave Navarro, right? You've heard me go back and forth with him about how he is in the Illuminati. Very good show. I highly recommend it. It's on my feed. You can check it out. It's on the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast feed. I would say it happened maybe 2-3 years ago, so dig deep in the archives, friend. It's in there. Now, what I saw besides this Eye of Satan symbol, have you ever heard of Project Bluebeam? Well, to sum that up, it's a fringy conspiracy theory where, and William Cooper talked a little bit about this in some of his writings, but there was a guy named Sergio Manasse that specifically called out this program. And there's not a strong link of evidence out there. One could argue that it's very feasible that this is what's happening, but they claim that they, the Illuminati, will put on a sort of holographic fake alien invasion that will deceive the masses. And the masses will beg for government help. They will say, please give us the one world order. Please help us by socializing medicine. I don't know. I don't know what they're worried about, but that's the argument. Is a Project Bluebeam is a fake alien invasion. So could it be that this was the trial for the technology? Because we saw, I mean, it looked on TV like Travis Scott really came as a ball of flames to the stage. I mean, you could tell it wasn't quite real, but it was pretty good, right? Now, the other concept, and this one gets a little hairy, so hang in there. I'll try not to drone on too long with this one, but there's this theme of summoning entities from the abyss. We've explored this theme in the article I wrote called The Illuminati Mark of the Beast. and we saw a visual demonstration of this exact concept. This is almost more mind-blowing than the alchemical process that we were talking about earlier. A couple characters you got to know. Aleister Crowley. Do you know who he is? Sure you do. He's the British occultist, early 1900s. Kind of a big deal in the world of occultism because he was able to synthesize many of the secret mystery teachings from all over the world, much like our man Pythagoras did a couple thousand years ago. But he also had a man named Kenneth Grant who followed up after him, who was an acolyte who started his own version of the Ordo Templi Orientis, a magical order called the Typhonian OTO. The Typhonian is very similar to Nodens, which is a concept we're going to talk about right now. And this all, Typhon, Nodens, Cthulhu, which is from H.P. Lovecraft's, they're all tied together as this idea that there's this hidden spiritual entity in another realm. And these practitioners of ritual magic and occultism can conduct rituals if they can harness enough energy to make that connection happen. So, of course, why not the Super Bowl, right? The highest form of mass ritual and energy in existence. Now, I've talked about Typhon before. I've referenced in my book, The Dark Path, I talked about Peter Lavenda's book on the subject with Typhon as the, he calls him the Dark Lord, the power wielder in the Mav Zone, the hidden realm of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And of course, Typhon is associated with Set, and Crowley associated Set with Awas, which is the entity that dictated to him the Book of the Law and started this whole new religion and told him that there was this new age coming, the Aeon of Horus, and that's what we're all supposedly living in right now. So let's get back down to earth here, okay? No pun intended. Maroon 5's logo, you'll notice the V. They accentuate the V, which of course is the Roman numeral for 5, and they do a play on the logo with the M for Maroon with the V on the sort of center apex there, which is what you saw on the stage, right? Now the V is very important, and I covered this many years ago talking about Maroon 5, because Winston Churchill actually consulted with Aleister Crowley during World War II, because the Nazis were using all this occult ritual magic stuff and evoking entities from another dimension and Vril and all this crazy madness, right? And Churchill's like, how do I beat these crazy Nazis? So he talked to Crowley, because Crowley was the master occultist. Crowley said, you need to fight fire with fire. So start charging a sigil of the sort of antithesis power. And the Nazis were using apparently solar powers. Don't run with that and quote me on that. I believe that's the way it worked, is the Nazis were using solar powers. And Crowley said, use the V, because the V was the symbol for Nodens or Typhon, which was the antithesis to the solar powers. Or something to that effect, right? Now, that is why Winston Churchill supposedly started the V for Victory campaign, and he started charging what would become the infamous peace symbol. And again, I've got images on the website of Crowley's version of the sigil and Churchill doing it. But that's supposedly the hidden sort of history of why that is, why that is the peace sign. And furthermore, if you read Kenneth Grant's book, Aleister Crowley and the Hidden God, we find out that Nodens is actually a god of the lightning war, which actually explains why in previous videos, Travis Scott is depicted with this lightning bolt so much, like in the Goosebumps video, because I did a whole analysis on Travis Scott too. You can check that out for all these images. But in the book here, it says that, quote, he flashed forth as lightning from the depths and formed a throne in the celestial realm, a seat of stone where the goddess was established. Now to me, to sum this all up, I believe that's exactly what we saw when Travis Scott fell from the skies as the alchemically perfected fallen angel, Luciferian, entity fell right into the stage of Maroon 5, right on the V, which the Super Bowl folks were very clear to make sure the V in Maroon 5 was highlighted. They were charging mass focus onto this ancient occult ritual to this Nodens entity from the deep abyss for this new initiate of the occult, Travis Scott. What do you think about that? Is that insane or what? Well, you just witnessed it. Again, go to my website and you can find the article for this. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. You'll see all the images on there. You really got to see the images to get the whole story. I assure you of that. So please do that. And I also want you to sign up for the free email newsletter while you're there. You'll get some of the archive stuff. You'll get any kind of update that I provide. New episodes of the podcast when I drop. New articles. Like I just released a thing about Nicki Minaj's Hard White video. The Illuminati symbolism in that. You know, I've been talking about Travis Scott. I gave you that Annihilation film analysis. And it goes on and on and on. I've been covering this for years. So there's a lot to check out on the website. So be sure to go there. And as always, stay woke.